man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Welcome to our show, folks.
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a...
You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, your host, and for the next hour of live radio, coming to you from Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org, with a physical location down in Round Rock, Texas, due south of where I'm sitting right now in North Dakota, straight south as the crow flies, is Round Rock, Texas. And this is our January 19th, 2023 edition of the Trump Phenomenon. You can call in at 512-248-8252 to lend some excitement to the show. Let's see, something I'm looking around. I'm still looking around, hoping I can maybe score a live Trump event for you. I know that's everybody's favorite happening on this show. And these such live Trump events will start happening shortly. There is a live Trump event going on, I think it's right now or sometime this evening at the Trump Doral International Golf Course and Resort just west of Miami. I looked it up here. I've never been on the site. 800 acres, 700 hotel rooms, a 25,000 square foot ballroom. I think it may be happening in that ballroom. Judicial Watch, this is the outstanding organization created by Tom Fitton that has unlocked so many documents by filing Freedom of Information Act requests, FOIA, and then backing those up, the requests which are generally denied or stonewalled. Then they, what's unique about Judicial Watch is they back up their requests with boatloads of attorneys. And that's what you've got to have. And they are thereby able, through the years, they've been able to pry key documents out of the deep state. Anyway, they're having a private meeting tonight there at Trump Doral. And Donald Trump is the keynote speaker. And I think it's going on now or about now. I haven't found any access to it. The Judicial Watch website doesn't show it hosting live. And so I just don't think we're going to find it. But we'll be able to cover it tomorrow. It'll be uploaded somewhere. And it's billed as a major speech by the president at the opening round, staying within the golf metaphor, the opening round of his 2024 presidential run. So, but we do have some audio from the president. He put it up over on truthsocial.com. He put some audio up today. Remember yesterday he put up more than 40, count them, 40 posts on truthsocial.com. I haven't counted how many he put up today. You know, something I keep forgetting, just on my to-do list here, with a little string around my finger, something I've forgotten to mention on the show here, and I think we can all look forward to it. It's part of the fun of what's coming up. You know, I expressed myself on the fact that there is only one presidential candidate for 2024. It is Donald John Trump. Nobody else is, anybody else is a fool who thinks they're running. But look how this is going to get interesting. Now, of course, the only person that is seriously thought of in this regard is Ron DeSantis. And the rest of them, like Mike Pence, right. Mike Pence, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm, Mike, yeah. Mm-hmm. You might want to recalibrate that. Who are other people? Nikki Haley. Oh, come on. What a neocon. What a rhino. There's no one else. So look where it's going to go. This is the thought that I have wanted to share with you, and I keep forgetting. Donald Trump is beginning right now. You can be sure that the phone lines are lit up, and Donald Trump's staff is calling people to line up their endorsements for 2024. So if you're a bigwig out there in Republican politics, you're probably going to get a phone call saying, "Hi, this is somebody on Donald Trump's staff, and just want to get your endorsement lined up for 2024. Or it'll be the orange man himself. What do you do? Your secretary hands you the phone, goes, it's President Trump. Of course, you pick up that call. And hello, Mr. President, hello. What can I do you for? And then the call will concede. Well, Donald Trump will say, well, Mr. Big Shot, politician, this is Donald Trump, and I was just calling to confirm your endorsement for 2024. I want to make sure I've cleared that with you before I put it on my literature that you're endorsing me. What do you say? Come on, what do you say? Now, this is true for everybody. And it's also, in a moment, we'll talk about how it's true for Ron DeSantis, because Ron DeSantis will get that call too, or something like it. But anyway, what Donald Trump is going to have lined up here in the next few weeks is a list as long as your arm of endorsements for his 2024 run. Now, if you're Ron DeSantis, this presents a problem. Who's going to endorse me? Let's pretend we're Ron DeSantis for a moment. Okay, so I'm Ron DeSantis. Who am I going to have? Who am I going to list as my endorsers? This is tricky, isn't it? Who is going to list themselves as an endorser of Ron DeSantis rather than Donald Trump? Now, these people will be, you know, they will have no future in the MAGA Republican Party, that's for sure. So not many people are going to want to sign up as Ron DeSantis endorsers. Now, there will be such people, but now, see, it gets trickier yet, because the people who will be eager to endorse Ron DeSantis are, in fact, never Trumpers, rhinos. Liz Cheney, and put Dick Cheney in there too, Adam Kinzinger, Ben Sasse, but the rhino Republicans. Now, be careful what you wish for, Ron DeSantis, because you're now going to have a short list of endorsers, all of whom are hated by the MAGA movement. Uh-oh, what's wrong with that picture? You've got people the MAGA movement hates as your endorsers. Then you are now defying the MAGA movement because you're saying, I'm better than Donald Trump, neener, neener, neener. Now you're maddening the MAGA movement. How many things can go wrong here for Ron DeSantis? So he's in a weird spot. Donald Trump is just sitting pretty. There's no problem for him. Donald Trump can just sit back and smoke a cigar and enjoy the show. So, you know, this is going to get tricky. But Donald Trump will now be gathering his endorsements. And it goes both ways, because if you're a big shot in Republican politics, what do you want more than anything else? What do you want for Christmas besides your two front teeth? Well, you want an endorsement from Donald Trump. But are you going to get an endorsement from Donald Trump if you have given an endorsement to Ron DeSantis? I don't think so. So, see how it gets tricky here? So I don't think Donald Trump has anything to worry about. He's already so far ahead of Ron DeSantis in all polling that it isn't even Ron DeSantis. The only smart thing for Ron DeSantis to do is to withdraw his name from consideration and stick to being governor of Florida. All right. So I've been wanting to say that, and it's something that I think will be encouraging to all of you, because most of us in this audience are Trump heads, and we proudly admit that. So it's good. It's good. You know, and by the way, should we have taken it for granted that Donald Trump would run in 2024? I mean, is this some kind of a given? Does everybody want to sign up for that kind of punishment, that kind of risk, real hazard? Of course not. So we've passed all those key moments there. The president is running. He is healthy. He is, he has defeated, once again, President Boomerang. Much more Teflon than Ronald Reagan, the Teflon president. Every effort to tie up Donald Trump, to make him ineligible to run in 2024, it's all come to naught. And the latest being the fiasco with the Joe Biden's Corvette and the boxes of classified documents on the floor behind the Corvette. What did Barack Obama say? Never underestimate Joe Biden's ability to F things up. And so there's something that was true, said by Barack Hussein Obama. All right, let me get my message board up here so I can see you guys out there. Okay, we've got a caller already. I think Mike in Kentucky maybe wanting to continue his call from yesterday. Mike, are you there?
Well, I mean, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
You got kind sometimes of short shrift. Go ahead.
Sometimes the board op will like put you in the queue and you hear that burst of static and you're not on the air. So I didn't know.
Okay.
I got put in the queue like 2 minutes ago. You didn't hear me making noise, did you?
No, I didn't. No.
Oh, okay. Good. Well, let me read you something. And you remember when I'm going to give you a little trip down memory lane here. You remember when Guccifer II was accused of hacking the Democratic National Committee servers, and we had that Seth Rich that got they left his smartphone and his wallet, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, he got killed. And who was it? Julian Assange says, well, I don't reveal our sources, you know, for WikiLeaks, but he said, our sources take great risks like Seth Rich. He was, you know, in a roundabout way telling everybody that maybe it was Seth Rich, but he wouldn't confirm it, you know. But, you know,
I remember Seth Rich that.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to wind back the clock a little bit here. Trump had a guy named William Binney, and his forensic experts go in to, and he said something to the effect that he couldn't mandate, but he strongly urged that the head director of national intelligence talk to William Binney and his experts on these, the forensics, the computer forensics on the packets. And I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. The timing of the packets of information that was the stolen data from the Democratic National Committee could not have been done with any known internet connection, right? The packets of information was split into two fields, and when you compared those two fields of packets, the the timing on each data packet was too fast to be any known internet connection. Now, that said, here in just a few months, band 14 in the cell phones is going to be on satellite base. Now, band 14 is a set of channels that emergency first responders use. It has no compression. So when you want to, you know, the state police or whoever's going to be able to put up these surveillance cameras everywhere, and it'll ping off a satellite, and they can have 4K surveillance or 8K or 16K surveillance cameras out, you know, like some hunters use camouflage cameras. And so it'll be anywhere. It doesn't matter if it's a cell phone signal or not. It's going to be able to be used anywhere. They can put up a covert camera on a public throughway that goes on to your property or a pot field or something, you know, that has a legitimate reason to surveil.
Now take us to the what is the upshot of this? Where does this go?
What I'm getting at, I want to read you something, and I'm going to have you fill in the blanks. And you remember Chuck Schumer said Trump's not a very smart businessman. He's messing with the intelligence agency because he was doubting their report on the Democratic National Committee being Russian hackers, right?
He said there are seven ways to Sunday that they can...
Right, that's exactly. He's not a very smart
finish
businessman.
You off.
Intelligence. Now, who is the big number one? Just think about it. Don't give me an answer. Who is the top of the heap when it comes to the intelligence community? Don't answer this yet. Let me read you a document. In a section of the document headed up, Foreign Intelligence, Counterintelligence, Denial and Deception Activities, Countering Foreign Intelligence Threats, blank was listed as a leading perpetrator of espionage, intelligence collection operations, and manipulation, influence operations, like manipulation of elections, against the U.S. government, military science, and technology and intelligence community, quote, organs. The term, quote, manipulation... / influence operations.
Well, now hang on. I'm with you, Mike. I appreciate what you're doing here. We just have a time compression problem.
Right. I'm going to read you the other listed.
No, but I'll tell you what.
Threats.
Well, hang on. Before you read anything.
Cuba, Iran, Pakistan, North Korea, France, Venezuela, South Korea.
Hang on, Mike, slow down.
Fill in the blank.
Just a second. No. Hang on. Here's the thing. This isn't a mystery show, so
it's a loaded question.
Where now is in a declarative sentence, you know, subject, verb, object. What are you telling our audience?
There is a document.
Upshot?
Blank was identified by the NSA as a security threat in several areas, including the threat of development of West.
And who is the mystery person?
Would it be Russia? South Korea, Cuba, Iran, Pakistan, North Korea, France,
No. It's not a mystery show. What's the answer? Who is the mystery person?
The NSA says Israel. The NSA puts Israel in the same club with China, Russia, Cuba, Iran, Pakistan, North Korea, France, Venezuela, and South Korea. So Trump, Chucky Schumer might have been right, but he was not necessarily referring to our own intelligence community. So what Trump did was he gave Israel diplomatic status recognition for Jerusalem and moved the embassy. So he wasn't so much worried about our own intelligence community.
Okay, well, okay, Mike,
NSA isn't either.
I think I'm able to read read what you're trying to say.
But
I'm going to disagree with you, Mike. The threat is not Mossad. The threat is not coming out of the dinky, whatever dinky intelligence services are able to be financed.
The threat is not Epstein Island and all the blackmail and extortion stuff that's been going on since at least 1970.
Hang on, right after the break, I'll address that with you. We'll be right back, folks.
Praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at TLBTalk.com and join the social media revolution.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. I had to start again with just my children and my wife. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say
that I'm proud to be
an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me.
Just wait for the music to die down here a little bit, Mike. And I think I'm, you know, I think I'm hearing what you're saying here. I think you're saying that Donald Trump is not recognizing the Jewish threat, and he's weak on the Jews. Am I getting you right, Mike?
Not saying that at all. I'm saying the NSA is,
yes, okay.
You know,
but
is,
now
is
let me
two-faced.
Yep. Let me refute. Let me refute some of that. Now, all of the powers, all the powerful nations, and Israel's one of them. Have a intelligence service, and all of them are dangerous, and all of them can do nefarious things. But what I want to point out to people who get like you gave it as an indictment of Donald Trump that he moved our embassy to from Tel Aviv to what the Jews of Israel, the Israelis, actually regard as their the capital for their people, which is Jerusalem.
No, I'm trying to defend.
No, hang on. Let me finish it. That this is some big mistake that Donald Trump did, and that he's now it's not. It's one of the brilliant things that he did. Now let me just give you some numbers here that people that get all excited about Mossad and Israel and the Jewish threat are not thinking about very clearly. Here are a couple numbers here. I just picked them up right off of, you know, Wikipedia. Okay, we'll just rely on these numbers, assume they're correct. The total land area of Israel is 8,000 square miles. This is a postage stamp. China, by contrast, has a land area of
probably as big as the United States.
It's about the same as the U.S., yes. The land area is 9.6 million square kilometers. Oh, 3.7 million square. Now, hang on. 3.7 million square miles. Now, here's what I'm trying to say. Is that there is a dire threat to you and to me and to every American, a dire, mortal threat to us that is a threat in every department, whether it's national security, life itself, World War III, subversion of the United States. It's not Mossad. It is the Chinese Communist Party. And the Donald Trump is alert to that. That's the real threat. And Donald Trump is alert to it. And Donald Trump, when he's reelected in 2024, in November, and when he's sworn in January 20th of 2025, he will recommence big time the disengagement of America from the actual threat to you, your children, and your grandchildren, which is Red China. And he
Russia
will do that.
Russia has the economy about the equivalent of Italy. So they're about
That's
as
correct.
Big a threat as Italy. You know, as
Russia,
far as economic.
Russia is a very small economic
and
power next to China.
You can thank Ronald Reagan for that and something called Operation Stillwell. But Operation Stillwell squirreled away something on the order of $27 trillion in currency swaps to crash the Soviet ruble externally. Look that up. There's a guy named Leo Wanted. There's some documentation on it to prove.
Well, let me bring it. Okay, this is getting a little bit academic, and the show does
well,
not have
much
time. Well,
if you want to look it up, I to give the keywords.
But here's where I'm
stuff.
Going. Donald Trump, who's, I believe, speaking at Doral right now, this great leader of the free people of the world, who is the champion, a titanic battle is being waged right now between the great oppressor of the world, which is the Chinese Communist Party, which has the means, it has the money, it has the American money, thanks to Bill Clinton and George Bush and others. America's wealth has been transferred to Communist China, and they have a navy in the water that our own navy in the Pacific has said is superior to our own U.S. Navy in the Pacific. And that's the only power we have. We have Air Force as well.
Well, the military industrial complex needs threats. Since the end of the Cold War, they've been trying to find some boogeymen.
Well, this is a real one. And this is not manufactured by the American military industrial complex. The Chinese, here's what I'm trying to say. Folks are getting excited about the wrong things. You need to be excited about somebody who does want to end your country. End your freedom. And it's the Chinese Communist Party.
Well, when you talk about free peoples, you probably should say the word privileged, because they've converted everything into
privilege. Okay, but hang on. We got the music is playing. But Mike, thanks for calling. We'll be right back after this break.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing
all right, we're back.
Chemtrails in a clear blue
and,
sky.
And I'm going to just run over some numbers here that may be enlightening to some folks. Actually, it's opening my eyes here looking at them. I haven't looked at these. Gross domestic product, the total goods produced, the total value produced by an economy. And I'm trying to alert people to the fact there is a threat to your America, to the future of your entire civilization. And it is not, and by the way, to the civilization of Israel, is also threatened by this same group. Israel ranks on the gross domestic product number 50 in the world, sandwiched between Hong Kong, which produces more. Hong Kong produces more than Israel, and Portugal. Did you know that the largest gross domestic product in the world is not America anymore? It's China. Now, this wasn't true 20 years ago. 20 years ago, China was a nothing. We propelled them by the neocons, the rhinos, the Communist Party USA, propelled Red China into actual greater production than America itself. We're at number two. China is at $30 trillion a year. Israel, by the way, is at $500 billion, 1/60th of that. The United States is listed by the IMF at $25 trillion a year. And if you want to talk about personal wealth, the United States is listed at per capita wealth compared apples to apples, PPP, gross domestic product, America is listed at $75,000 per capita. Israel is listed at PPP at $52,000 per capita in Israel. Doesn't sound too all-powerful to me. A tiny, tiny nation on a postage stamp of land. China, meanwhile, which is the actual threat, even China actually has substantial personal income of $21,000 per capita, half of Israel's and a third of the U.S.'s. Now, the what that means for us, and furthermore, China is unique, unlike any other nation on Earth. No other nation, nothing is like this. China has a monolithic, behemoth Communist Party that is explicitly dedicated to the destruction of America, explicitly at war, right now, at war with us. They are right now spending billions upon billions of dollars of influence peddling money with American politicians. If you want to know the explanation for what goes on in corrupt politics in America, look no further than the Chinese communist money. The Biden Center, let's bring it right to the present here. The Biden Center was financed entirely by $61 million given to the center by the Chinese Communist Party. Biden's son was given $1.5 billion years ago, actually, by the Chinese Communist Party. Untold waterfalls of money have gone to Joe Biden, to the Communist Party USA, to the Democrat Party, coming through Chinese operatives, not Mossad. And by the way, the future of Israel is on the same side of the ledger as the future of America. Israel is a country where they do believe in free speech. They do believe in individual rights. They are part of Western civilization. They share that with us in Israel, which, by the way, again, making the point, I made the point that there are 9 million people in Israel today. Only 73% of them are Jewish. 21% of them are Arabs. And that number, that Arab number, is growing very rapidly to the point where if you're an Israeli, one of the things you worry about is looking forward to the demographics of your nation. It's not looking too good for maintaining the Jewish majority in this postage stamp of a nation that doesn't have much money, doesn't have any resources, has a lot of brains, but doesn't have oil, doesn't have mining, doesn't have any natural resource, doesn't have any fabulous climate, no agriculture. It's a desert. It's a postage stamp desert on the edge of the Mediterranean with enemies all around it. So this is not the boogeyman that you need to fear. Red China is. And now it brings us to Donald Trump in the present moment. He put out his message. Let's see. Let me see if I can find it in the remaining minutes we've got. I'll go to truthsocial.com. I was letting Mike go on there. It takes a while to figure out, you know, where is somebody really going?
They don't get deals that...
Oops. They can be wage slaves for a little bit. Come over.
Okay, that was me. That was me. That was me hitting a wayward speaker. Here's from Donald Trump. He says, I'm making a big political speech today at Trump Doral in Miami. The fake news says I'm not campaigning very hard. I say they are stupid and corrupt. with the election still a long time away. But do not fear, many giant rallies and other events are coming up soon. It will all be wild and exciting. We will save our country from doom and make America great again. And then he says, Donald Trump says, here it is today. This is Donald Trump posted this 7 hours ago. Trump vows to ban Chinese investment in U.S. farmland industries if he retakes White House. And this is the good news. This is crucial to your future and mine and our children's, more importantly. And here's what the New York Post writes. The New York Post writes on this subject. Let me find the article. This is Dateline yesterday. Former President Donald Trump says that if he retakes the White House, he will ban Chinese nationals like Feng Feng, the girl who was climbing into bed and servicing Eric Swallow's well. And like, how about, says that he will ban Chinese nationals from buying U.S. farmland or owning telecommunications, energy, technology, and medical supplies companies. The 76-year-old Trump released the plan in a nearly three-minute policy video shared with the Post as he seeks a second non-consecutive term in 2024. Quote, China, this is the president speaking, China is buying up our technology. They're buying up food supplies. They're buying up our farmland. They're buying up our minerals and our natural resources. They're buying up our ports and shipping terminals. And with the help of corrupt influence peddlers, and I named a few of them in my hometown here. They're in your hometown, too. Corrupt influence peddlers like the Biden crime family. China is even trying to buy up the pillars of the U.S. energy industry. While some are focused on China's purchases near power plants and military bases, the fact is we should be very concerned about all Chinese communist activity in the United States. As I've long said, economic security is national security. So that was the president, and I think, I don't know if we'll have time to. We might have a minute or two to be able to listen to the president saying those very words. Let's go to one of our valued callers, James in Vancouver. James, are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here. And I just want to tell you that when I was in China from the early 80s, it was like Miami Vice, only we weren't smuggling cocaine into China. We were smuggling microchips into China. I don't say I was, but I knew people who were. And even the servants of the hotels in China knew the names of the microprocessors that Motorola was manufacturing and their parents in the Communist Party wanted. So this okay. has been going on for a long time, okay?
Yeah, and you know, and this, you know, a lot of us are stuck back in the 80s. I was trying to help Mike there in Kentucky and others realize this isn't your grandfather's world situation. Back in 19, I think, as of recently, as of 1986, trade with what we called red China, it's still red, yeah. by the way, was right. illegal. It was against, you didn't right. have to ask, what is the U.S. trade balance with red China in 1986? There wasn't any. It was zero. Right. There wasn't right. any trade. It was against the law. And yeah. then some real dumb bunnies like Bill Clinton and George Bush opened up trade with China, put China in most favored nation status, put them in the World Trade Organization, and began the process of offshoring our manufacturing to the unlimited low-cost labor of China and obedient labor of China. And when the Chinese, you know, the Chinese Communist Party figured this out, they go, these people are really dumb. This is really bad. And then they started financing it and encouraging it and paying for it. The transfer of all of our wonderful American technology and wealth and machinery and equipment, just unbolt it off the floor, put it on a Chinese super cargo ship owned by Mitch McConnell and Coco Chow, and and ship it to China. And folks, China is a monster now. They can match us right. in anything and everything.
Yep.
They
yep.
control, they have locked up so much of the world's economy. And people that are still fantasizing that little dinky Israel, dinky, a postage stamp, is somehow the threat to their future. Boy, are you, you know, barking up the wrong tree.
Well, the Israelis are afraid of the Chinese now. Okay, I can tell you that categorically. But,
yes.
You know, the guy that was going nuts was Jesse Helms. You remember him, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He told everybody to go to hell because he said China never was our ally, never will be our ally. And, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, and you mentioned Israel being dreading
They're afraid of
China.
The Chinese, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who's financing? Who is in bed with Iran? China. And what is Iran's?
Of course.
China's stated foreign policy is to wipe Israel off the map with nuclear weapons. And Iran has the ability to do this. In other words, they are crazy enough that they would decide, you know what, we'll just launch 20 nuclear weapons or 200. At Israel, and the problem will be over. Israel will
but
be a giant glass parking lot.
But
and
the
they're willing to do that.
Yeah. The Chinese,
and Israel,
though, they have, Well, look at what's happening in California. Now, that's one of the reasons why the Chinese don't need to bomb Israel. All they have to do is go over there and live there, see? You know what I mean?
Well, okay. And
look
but I'm
what
saying
they're,
that,
see? Yeah.
And now,
what
folks,
about that,
let's
what
get,
about that place, Grand Forks, with the corn factory there? You got your corn factory, your billion-dollar bingo, same thing.
Exactly,
right?
Folks.
Yeah.
This is I live in a little tiny town, okay, a little tiny dinky hole-in-the-wall town.
Yeah.
But the Chinese, how big are the Chinese? And I just offer ourselves as a model for you. It's happening in your neighborhood. Is that they're building? They want to build a corn processing plant. And what does that mean? You can make anything out of corn. You could make cars, planes. You can make anything you want out of corn as a raw material. So they want to, their initial investment is $1 billion for the Chinese.
Right.
They pull out their checkbook. $1 billion is nothing. But for our little town,
all the politicians are going to have money because
they already do. That's right.
I heard you last night. Cursing and swearing.
Yes. We have little podunk politicians, you know, who a big opportunity for corruption, you know, back when, before Red China, a big opportunity for opera would be like some money under the table to build a movie theater or to, you know, to build a fast food restaurant. You need a little money slid under the table there for a building permit. That was the level of corruption. You're right. Now we're talking about billion-dollar corruption. Money, unimaginable money, but they're doing that all over America. And Donald Trump is the guy with the stones to say, no, we're going to stop this. You're not buying our land. You're not buying our factories. And he's also said, and this pertains to us here in Grand Forks, those things that you have already bought when I walk into the White House, you better start listing them for sale because I'm not going to allow you to own America. And I am going to disengage America from the Communist Party of China. And by the way, this not from the Chinese people. They're not the threat. The Chinese people are a threat to the Chinese Communist Party. Donald Trump will take the side of the Chinese people and do everything we can to help them overthrow the Chinese Communist Party, which has been our mortal enemy ever since the Korean War. Which our grandparents can
before
tell us about that.
They can tell us about the Chosin Reservoir.
The Chinese Communist Party policy has not changed since the battle at the Chosin Reservoir. It's the same policy.
Yeah. Right. Well, my buddy was at the Chosin Reservoir. I don't know if I told you. He landed with MacArthur in 1950.
Yeah, the frozen chosen. Exactly. And, you know, just read what, you know, this hasn't changed. And they resent us. They want to destroy us. Why do we have, why is North Korea
something about
a problem?
First Amendment, your First Amendment, they don't like you for that. You got freedom of speech and they don't. Go ahead.
Exactly. Exactly. And North Korea is just China's little buddy. It's just a bump on the log for Red China. But a bump on a log that has nuclear weapons, has intercontinental ballistic missiles, and can stick one of them right down your chimney. That's a real threat to America. And it's run by a madman.
Well,
you know,
a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the
by
torture
the way,
they
you know
engage in.
You know how he killed his uncle, the general?
Yeah, save that for right after the break. We'll find out how.
Right after the break. Okay.
Right after the break. All right, stay tuned.
The free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
We're back, folks. Nobody and we're going back to James. In Vancouver, you were telling a story, James, about China.
Kim Jong-un.
Go ahead.
Kim Jong-un.
Oh, in North Korea.
He killed his uncle. Yeah, North Korea killed his uncle. He starved a bunch of big hound dogs, and he got all the generals in an auditorium. got the dogs out in the the pad there, like what do you call it, in the where the people well, anyway, so he fed his uncle to those dogs in front of the rest of the generals.
Wow. I had not heard that one.
Oh,
yeah.
I got that from my buddies in Taiwan. Literally fed him to the dogs.
Yeah. And folks, this is what we're facing. Yeah, I mean, this is a titanic battle between utter cruelty, utter tyranny, which is epitomized by which is the Chinese Communist Party. There would be no North Korean dictatorship without the Chinese Communist Party. In fact, North Korea would be as free as South Korea today without the Chinese Communist Party. Korea would be the North Korean people, who are the very same people as the very productive, very smart South Koreans and very ethical South Koreans. They're the same people. The difference is the Chinese Communist Party. This is the absolute titanic battle of good versus evil in all of history. Will the Chinese Communist Party prevail? Will they destroy America? And if people like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden retain power with their stooges, the Mitch McConnells, the answer is yes, they will. The Chinese, your civilization, your free America, the most beautiful nation in the history of the world, with nothing else even close, nothing else close. Nobody came up with a Bill of Rights. Nobody else. Nobody else came up with your right to own land and property and a Second Amendment, your freedom. This is an American value that we created, and we are witnessing its destruction at the hands of the Chinese Communist Party. And Donald Trump is aware of that. He's ready to fight. He's not ready. He is fighting it every day. He's risking his life every day to fight this. And this is the titanic battle of our time, and only a great leader like Donald Trump can command us in this titanic struggle. We're going to have a very focused, very great individual at the helm to fight the communist, and one with incredible courage. And the Chinese communists are going to have to be sent packing. Now, Donald Trump, by the way, in his presidency from 2016 to 2020, Donald Trump had raised we were surpassing China, and we were leaving them in the dust. So Trump knows how to do it. He's already done it, and he will resume it in a few short months. James, thank you very much for your commentary.
Yeah.
Everybody,
movie,
thank you.
The Manchurian Candidate.
Oh, yes.
Everybody watch
The Manchurian
that
Candidate. We'll talk about it tomorrow night. See you, folks.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.